Senate Republicans who fear their three-seat majority could be in danger in this year's midterm election would welcome the retirement of conservative Justice Samuel Alito as an October surprise that could change their political fortunes by rallying GOP-leaning voters to the polls. GOP senators are being careful not to prod Alito, a leading conservative voice on the High Court, out the door, but privately hope that a retirement announcement in the fall could shift several races in their direction. They think this would help their party in this year's Senate elections, just as the battle over Justice Brett Kavanaugh did in the 2018 midterms. Some Republican lawmakers would love to tackle the fight to confirm Alito's replacement this year, when they have a comfortable 53-seat majority, which political handicappers project is likely to shrink after the November election. GOP senators now acknowledge that control of the Senate may flip to Democrats in 2027, even though Democrats would need to win a race in GOP-leaning states such as Ohio, Alaska, Texas, or Iowa. If we did have a Supreme Court vacancy, obviously that would be a galvanizing issue for Republicans, said John Cornyn of Texas, who is up for re-election in a battleground state. Cornyn, a senior member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, said whether there's a battle over a Supreme Court vacancy would depend entirely on Alito or any other justice contemplating retirement. But he added that Alito's been great and emphasized, "I don't give Supreme Court justices advice." Brian Darling, a GOP strategist and former Senate aide, said a Supreme Court confirmation fight before the election could be an October surprise that alters the political calculus of key Senate races. If there was a Supreme Court vacancy, and there was a nomination battle going into October, it would have the whole agenda change, he said. Darling said a Supreme Court battle would shift the focus of Senate races and may motivate MAGA voters to get re-engaged and show up to vote. An October surprise is when some issue comes up that people aren't expecting, that completely changes the debate, he added. That clearly is something that would be welcomed by the Trump administration going into the midterms. Republicans believe the vicious fight over Kavanaugh's nomination in October of 2018 helped them increase their Senate majority by 2 seats in President Trump's first midterm election. The same year, House Republicans lost 42 seats along with control of the lower chamber. Two embattled Democratic incumbents, Sens. Claire McCaskill of Missouri and Joe Donnelly of Indiana, held slight leads over their Republican opponents heading into the confirmation fight but wound up losing. They both later blamed the high-profile battle over Kavanaugh for impacting their races. "Up until the Kavanaugh stuff, we really weren't seeing that enthusiasm on the Republican side," McCaskill told MSNBC's Morning Joe after the election. "There was a double-digit difference in enthusiasm between the blue side and the red side of the equation in our state until Kavanaugh, and then it popped up," she said. Senate Republicans also thought they were helped in the 2016 election by then-Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's decision to keep Justice Antonin Scalia's seat vacant until after the year's presidential election, making the contest between Trump and Hillary Clinton in part a referendum on the future direction of the Supreme Court. Scalia died in February of 2016, and his successor, Justice Neil Gorsuch, wasn't confirmed by the Senate until April of 2017, during Trump's first term. Some Republican senators would love to have another Supreme Court showdown before November. They're betting that Democratic colleagues angling for their party's presidential nomination in 2028 could turn the confirmation battle into another political spectacle that drives GOP voters to the polls. John Kennedy of Louisiana, another member of the judiciary panel, said he's seen the articles speculating about Alito's announced retirement before the midterm election and noted, "The rumor started somewhere. Depends on their health," he said of the chances that Alito, who is 76, or conservative Justice Clarence Thomas, who is 77, may retire later this year. "I don't know where this rumor came from. It may well be true," he said. Senate GOP aides say they are taking the prospect of a potential vacancy seriously, even though they caution it's difficult to know if Alito or Thomas are truly contemplating retirement. "It seems like it could happen," said one senior Republican aide. "We'll get somebody confirmed. The fight will be interesting." Republicans are growing increasingly nervous about the future of their Senate majority as polls show Trump's approval rating has slid into the 30s. The nonpartisan Cook Political Report last week shifted four Senate races in Ohio, North Carolina, Nebraska, and Georgia in Democrats' direction. Trump fueled speculation about a Supreme Court seat becoming vacant during a recent interview with Fox Business Network's Maria Bartiromo, in which he said he's ready to tap a new conservative to the bench. "It could be two, could be three, could be one. I don't know. I'm prepared to do it," Trump said in the interview that aired Wednesday. At the same time, Trump praised Alito as one of the great justices of all time. Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota told reporters that Senate Republicans would be able to quickly confirm a new justice, just as they did in 2018 and 2020, when liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died less than 2 months before the presidential election. GOP senators are leery of publicly speculating about Alito's future, given his popularity with Trump and the party's MAGA base. "I'm not getting into that, I'm not getting into that," said Eric Schmidt of Missouri, another Judiciary Committee member. When asked whether it might make sense for Alito or Thomas to step down to ensure that Trump gets to fill the court's next vacancy with a Senate GOP majority in power, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, who is retiring at the end of the year, advised his colleagues to run on the accomplishments of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which enacted Trump's tax cuts. "Instead of hoping for an October surprise to energize GOP voters, I think people are trying to do a redo of what Mitch McConnell did with the opening of a seat with the death of Scalia. I think that could be a two-edged sword depending on the nominee," he cautioned. "We got a path to winning. It's just about discipline and focusing on the tax provisions of H.R. 1, he said.